I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
All right, Tommy, here we go. I'm going to read a card at random from these decks. Blue cards and red cards.
Okay.
Now, if I remember, I know one of them is more severe, like they're more hurtful. And one is more like, oh, well, that's kind of a nice compliment. So we're going to start with blue and see which one that is, okay?
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Tommy, you might think, well, these don't really apply to anyone.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to choose the person on the show that it most applies to.
Sure, got it.
Oh, well, this one's more positive, so hopefully you don't have that trouble. Who's the most fun to be around?
Oh, Kelly. I have had so much fun just being, like, tagging along with her on things. And I think that, especially the DNA hosting thing, I thought that was such an absurd premise. And I ended up having such a good time there. Her little dog DNA party.
Oh, her, her dog gender reveal?
Yeah. Oh, that's what it was. Yeah,
dog DNA swap is what she called it.
Yeah, we opened up two bags to see which one of those, pink or blue. No.
But you haven't done anything with anyone else, have you?
No, I have, probably.
What'd you do with hot wings?
What did I do with hot wings? Oh, we went and cut wood. It was a really fun time. He was teaching me how to use a hammer.
What'd you do with Steve?
Steve ditched me at dinner that one time.
I ditched you at dinner. We went to a comedy show together.
We did go to a comedy show.
Yeah, once you got done with dinner that he wasn't included.
Man, it was a good dinner, too.
What have you done with really good.
Oh, Maitland and I were in a hot air balloon and we were doing some bird watching, cloud soaring.
Didn't enjoy that?
You guys went to the clubs together too, didn't you?
Oh my God, duh. Yeah, we actually did.
I thought you guys posted.
So when you went out with Maitland to the clubs, that was so not fun, you'd rather make something up than remember the real?
I guess so. Sorry, mate. I forgot.
That's okay.
That was a lot of fun though, now that you've mentioned it back up.
Mm-hmm. Really stuck
and what
with
have you done with me?
Oh, I almost killed your dog. That was an eventful time. Right. That was memorable.
Very memorable.
Remember that phone call I had? That was good.
I don't know if you know who this dog is.
This is a very famous man's dog.
I forgot. You know who I am? My dog.
This dog belongs to a famous broadcaster.
Oh, man. I forgot about that.
All right. Well, let's go to the red cards because the blue one only made you a little uncomfortable.
Yeah, great. I'm a little hot over here. I got to be honest. I take my jacket off.
Which of the five of us would shove you out of the way to save themselves?
Oh, man. Free beer. He's stealing other people's food. He's pushing people out of the way to steal to save his life. Yeah. I mean, it feel like it makes sense.
I agree.
Is that for Greg your way through?
Is that for Greg your life? is that train for Greg? No, but that's what it is. Push me.
Man, I'm having a weird deja vu just now.
Really?
Like you've done it before like somebody?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Like you've been dreaming of this.
I'll explain it later. Okay. It won't make sense right now.
Yeah.
All right, Tommy, next card. That was insulting.
I thought it was pretty accurate.
That's good. I agreed with that.
Yeah.
Who's most likely to be a peeping Tom?
Oh, man.
This one's easy.
Yeah, probably hot wings.
Exactly.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I mean, you enjoy being outside in nature the most.
I do. And there's a, you know, and I get great joy just from the detective work of it all.
Oh, okay.
So.
Yeah, he brings his magnifying glass to look through the windows.
Who's nude near me?
Yeah. Is that some real
that's
detective
an app
work
he's working on?
Yeah.
Oh, I think that looks comfortable to be nestled amongst the Bradenberry bush.
I mean, honestly, I'd have the easiest time at it. I'm invisible in a line at McDonald's in broad daylight, so.
If it's my version of a
I can pull it off.
If it's my version of Neighborhood Watch, I'm your neighbor, and I'm watching you.
Yeah.
Nice.
Tommy, who is the most jealous person in the room?
Oh, the most jealous? Probably free beer. I mean, he's been riding on the coattails of all these other sportscasters' success for like years now.
Yeah. I'm going to kick you in your C-word pretty soon.
My magic conch?
It has some of those words, but added to it.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes a C-H is a hard K sound. Yeah. Like Chris.
kick him right in the Chris, guys.
Yeah. I guess I'm butthurt. Who was the last person you'd want to see naked?
Probably Maitland, just because, like, I feel like we've got a good, like, familial vibe here.
That was way worse.
What? That was worse?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am hanging by a thread.
My God. I'm
so sorry.
That shouldn't be so funny, but Maitland saying, I am hanging by a thread, which is a cry for help, made me laugh. So, yes. You're right, Tommy. I'm terrible.
Sorry, mate. Yeah, well, I don't know how to bounce back from that one, actually.
That's okay.
Yeah, so what Tommy's saying, just to be clear.
No, don't.
As the host, it's my job to summarize. Tommy's saying is he would rather see me 20 pounds overweight and a man twice his age than Maitland, an attractive woman 2 years older than him. It makes all the sense in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Absolutely. You want to see the human embodiment of the Pillsbury Doughboy wearing two shirts, take them off. Done.
Well, when you put it that way, yeah. Chuck my buns.
Don't show me an attractive lady. Keep her shrouded.
No,
show
thanks.
Me the fat guy. And while you're at it, bring the peeping Tom.
He's just looking at himself in the mirror like,
I'll
this guy's great.
Both of his Adam's apples right sticking out the front.
All four chins.
Shut your face.